Yes. In particular, I guess the thing that I'm most interested in, what types of things are district staff doing as a whole sort of to take our IT projects, particularly those for schools and instruction, and basically try to find out how are they impacting student achievement? I did talk to Dr. Bartel a little bit today and said that he currently was only doing research in two areas. One was second year of Waterford, and the second project was some sort of small experimental or pilot study that was done with science education in middle schools. Mm-hmm. Is there anything being done, taking a look, for example, at the impact that E-rate is having on the classroom, both in terms of instruction as being taught by teachers and in terms of student achievement, in terms of our kids becoming better researchers, our test scores going up, is reading improving, anything like that? And finally, if it isn't being done, would you recommend that it be done, and by whom?
There are quite a few studies out there, but a lot of them are anecdotal. They are not statistical. What we've done with the Title II DEA No Child Left Behind money this year, which are technology funds, is to set up this study in the middle schools emphasizing math and science, focusing on, we worked with Esther Wong's shop, coming up with, quote, your average school and control schools. So we have a group that are the studied schools and a group of schools that are the control schools. In the studied schools, we've put technology into math and science classrooms. We've bought coaches. We've bought the presentation screens up front. This is basically our first attempt to do a controlled study within the school district because we do have a wealth of data. And as you felt, we put a lot of money into this, but where is the statistical data that shows what is this worthwhile and, more importantly, what is effective out there? We're kind of on this, from what I can tell, on the leading edge of this right now and just really starting, because of the E-rate program, we suddenly have wide connectivity out to the schools as to what is effective. So, yes, I do feel like we should study it and we should start quantifying it. Right now, I've had several conversations with the instruction side, and we do have instructional technology under ITD. Dr. Sparangus has been appointed into a position of overseeing that, and basically my guidance to him has, let's get this on a statistical basis so we can start learning what the effectiveness is. So I agree with doing it. There aren't a whole lot of statistical studies out there.
Do you have any kind of idea as to the percentage of your budget as it would apply to, say, the classroom or to schools versus to the business side of the district? Is it a 50-50 split? Because at one point it was fairly close to that.
It depends upon how you divide it up. The two major items in my daily operational budget are telephones and the customer support. So a huge part of my budget is directly in support of the schools. But there's also the downtown, just keeping the systems up downtown. But right now, I don't know what that percentage is.